Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of the court-appointed special advocates, CASA, of Hunt County, Lori Cope. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's a big time of year for you.
Boy, it is. April is real exciting for us.
Yeah, this is the big month for CASA. And, in particular, Friday, April 5th is what's called Go Blue Day.
Correct. And so that is in support of the National Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month. And so that's a day when we gather on the courthouse steps at 12 noon. We ask people to wear blue on that day, of course, because that's the color for child abuse prevention. And so everybody can wear a blue shirt and come in on the big picture on the courthouse steps at 12 noon.
Mm-hmm. And then you're having something extra with this year.
Yes. First time ever, we are having an open house immediately following the picture at 12 noon. And so people can come right across the street to the CASA office and have free hot dogs and some water and chips, but mainly also learn about CASA.
Uh-huh. And we'll talk about this as we go along, but wouldn't be a bad thing if you picked up a volunteer or two.
Sure wouldn't.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that. And then April is Child Abuse Prevention and Awareness Month. So throughout the month, we're going to be hearing a lot about CASA.
Oh, definitely.
So I was looking at your Facebook page here today, and I tell you, the numbers are not great in terms of the situation with child abuse. And we should say, again, with CASA, can't take it too much for granted. I saw it. Actually, I was looking also at your webpage, and there's a little item there about what CASA volunteers do. And I thought there was a very good line in there that explains it. And it says the CASA volunteer is the eyes and ears for the judge in child welfare cases.
Correct. Because we are court-appointed special advocates. And mm-hmm. So that's what our volunteers do, is they provide the judges with information that the judge then can make a decision based on the best interest of the child. They need the CASA's information. You know, these cases are going to happen with or without CASA. But what we can provide to this judge is independent investigation, independent information, and certainly information from the great rapport that these volunteers have built with these kids.
Mm-hmm. They maintain a relationship with the children.
Very much so.
And these are children who are all one way or another in foster care.
Correct. We wouldn't have these kids unless something's happened. And so they've experienced a placed in a foster home. And our job is to go see those kids in that foster home and just get to know them really well and just advocate for their best interest.
Mm-hmm. So I bring this up because to distinguish between what you all do and what CPS, Child Protective Services, does. But obviously there's a crossover there where you all are connected with each other. There's some overlap in your responsibilities and so on. So Texas, according to information on your Facebook page, Texas had a 22% increase in child abuse and neglect cases in 2018.
Correct.
36% of those were infants and 69% under the age of three. So.
Yeah, we're just seeing. I mean, the increases are staggering what we're seeing.
Yeah, and you were saying just this week as we're speaking, you've seen a lot of cases come in.
Right. You know, we've had 15 children. I think it was 7 cases comprising of 15 children just this week. And they need a volunteer. They deserve having a volunteer advocate.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Lori Cope, the director of CASA of Hunt County. Friday, April 5th is Go Blue Day. And then the entire month of April is Child Abuse Prevention and Awareness Month. As a lot of people know, my wife, Tricia, works for CASA. Probably a good thing for me to say that. I'll tell you one thing I have seen in the work that she does is, you might not think so, but the older children need the help of someone with CASA maybe more so than the young children.
Correct. You know, they are fixing to be going out into this world, you know, to be on their own. And they need some life skills. They know they need somebody that can show them how to do things like fill out a job application, mm-hmm. just be a good mentor for them. These kids, you know, they've probably suffered years of trauma before they even came into care. And so they just certainly need that advocate.
Yeah. And so obviously the small children need attention as well. But I find that that's the older kids, high school age kids, that demand an inordinate amount of attention.
Right. Number one, they're teenagers, right? Yeah. Okay. So they're teenagers.
Right.
But they come with a lot of baggage, you know, and they need help, anything from filling out application for driver's license, job applications, just getting ready to go out into this world.
Yeah. So when you say you need volunteers, very often you're having a volunteer training session. So when is the next one?
The next one is going to be in early May. So the application deadline for that is about, you know, April 26th.
Okay.
It's a 30-hour training course, half of it online, half of it in class. And boy, do we need CASA volunteers right now.
Mm-hmm. I saw another item on your Facebook page, connection to A&M Commerce. The Kappa Delta sorority here recently made a very nice donation to CASA.
Yes, they are wonderful. Every year, the Sing Song event, you know, benefits CASA for Hunt County, and we just can't thank those girls enough. That's a tremendous event. It's a lot of fun. I've been a judge the last couple of years, but they're super and helping us.
And they donated over $4,000.
Yes,
CASA.
And that is incredible. So we are so thankful for that.
And they do that every year. I know they do the Sing Song every year, but
the
they
donation every year as well.
It's to CASA.
Yes.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yes.
And then it's a little bit down the road yet, but Thursday, May 2nd, you have Bling Bags and Bingo at the Fletcher Warren Civic Center. This is a big fundraiser.
Oh, it is. You know, it's a ladies' night out. So what it is
look out.
There will be the Cowboys for CASA that will uniquely model those designer handbags. And so we'll play bingo to win those designer handbags and silent auction bling items. Lots of fun.
This is the second year you've done that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So Thursday, May 2nd at Fletcher Warren Civic Center. You can learn more about it on the CASA webpage and also the CASA Facebook page. Lori, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Well, thank you, John Mark.
Lori Cope, Director of CASA of Hunt County. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.